So let's begin with that simple way of bringing awareness to the front. So begin by listening. So notice a consciousness now which is receptive. You're allowing the sounds to come to you. You're available. You're not caught up with past or future. Letting go of thought, no thought. So, non-becoming, you're not trying to get anything. You're not trying to get rid of anything. Now, if you just listen, now people are coming in. It's a change in sound. And you just remain receptive, attentive. So the sounds are changing, yeah? Sounds are changing, but that quality of attention, it can accept all sounds. So some people will come in quietly, some will come in with more vigor. There'll be a change in quality. But notice that the awareness, receptive, is not dependent on the quality of sound. So a consciousness which is free from wanting, free from desire, say. You're not demanding that there be a certain kind of sound. So listening, and then again you have to let go of thought. Not get rid of thought, just let it go and listen. So try to remember this as the standard, something you return to throughout the day. So it's something you recollect, or you remember to do. And it's always available. So try to now apply that quality of awareness, non-grasping, non-becoming, receptive. Try to apply that to your posture now. Feel your body. So you feel it just as you can listen to sound. You can feel your body in this receptive way. So the body sitting here feels this way as it feels. So to feel the posture, you have to let go of thought. So it's rather like you're letting the body become conscious, bodily feelings. Painful or pleasant, it doesn't matter. And to do this, you have to let go of thought. And then within the posture, notice the breathing. And then within the breathing, notice the middle of the chest. Feel the middle of the chest, or let it become conscious. Now as you focus attention there, don't tighten your eyes, don't look for something. Just let it come to you. Now feel at the chest one whole in-breath. And one whole out-breath. So again, to feel the duration of an out-breath, each moment you have to let go of thought. And letting go is not repressive, it's just letting go, it's relaxing. And then on the in-breath, bring up the image of someone who you are friends with, someone in your family, a friend, so that when you bring up the image, you get a feeling of kindness very easily. You connect to that person. So the beginning of the in-breath, you can name the person, imagine them, but don't think about them discursively. Don't start thinking about what they're doing and so on. Simply the image and the name, and that's to help you connect to the feeling of kindness. So if I use Ajahn Kusalo in Canada, good friend. So on the in-breath, Kusalo. So I hold that image for the whole in-breath. Kusalo. And the out-breath, may you be well. So there's several things going on. There's the bodily feeling at the center of the chest. There's the calming breath. And then there's the image which opens the heart. So each time I remember the name, I recollect it, that connects me to kindness and goodwill. And then on the out-breath, I reinforce that, may you be well. This is not from desire to manufacture a certain emotion. So there's no tension in it. It's more recollecting for the whole in-breath. And then giving out words for the whole out-breath. So now bring up another person, and this sort of refreshes that heart connection. So you name another person, and that naming, it reminds you of the same feeling. It kind of refreshes it. So take another person. Again, you're not thinking about them discursively. It's simply the image which connects you to the heart, to goodwill. Then use the image and the name for the whole in-breath, out-breath, may you be well. The breath calms, recollecting the image opens the heart. So you have to let go of thinking of other things. So you're employing the thinking mind just for one idea, one person on the in-breath, the same sentence on the out-breath. So again, you have to let go, past and future, be just with this moment. Now, the third person, third image, same pattern. And then finally bringing yourself into this, use your own name or just think of yourself. So on the in-breath, your own name, or just may I be well, out-breath, may I be free. Somehow filling up your whole being with a sense of self-respect and kindness. Now let go of the naming and stay with this breath at the heart. So let go of the imaging and try to go to no thought, just the breath at the heart, welcoming in, letting go out. Now don't squeeze your eyes looking for something. Pay a lot of attention to the end of the out-breath. And when you take the in-breath, don't tense your arms and hands. So you're aware right to the end of the out-breath, letting go, but attentive. And then as the breath comes in, don't tense your arms and hands. And when your mind starts thinking, then you notice it, come back to the clarity of no thought. Just recognize no thought by listening. Keep coming back to that clarity. So because when you've noticed your thinking, that point of noticing actually is the point of no thought. So make it conscious. Just listening. And then bring that clarity to one in-breath and one out-breath. So keep letting go of the movement towards ideas, projects, plans, regrets, past, future. Just when you notice that, awaken the mind to listening, and then pick up the breath again. So make sure you establish this clarity of awareness, non-becoming. You're not getting rid of thought, you're just awakening away from thought, letting go of thought. But you need to make that clarity quite conscious. This is the path, this is awareness. And then pick up the object.